Missouri versus China, a case going to trial in federal court Monday. The state is suing China for $25 billion, accusing the Chinese government of hoarding personal protective equipment during the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic. Missouri's attorney general filed the lawsuit and says it's a chance to hold China accountable for its role in the global pandemic. Critics of the suit argue it could set a new precedent, allowing the U.S. to be sued in Chinese courts. The lawsuit against the CCP was filed back in 2020, with the state AG Andrew Bailey arguing China covered up vital information about the virus and was hoarding PPE supplies like masks and ventilators in the early days of the pandemic. Bailey's office saying China thwarted the production, purchasing, and import and export of medical supplies. As a result, Bailey says China's actions caused widespread harm to the people of Missouri. The case has seen its share of legal twists. The district court judge dismissed the case, saying the defendant, China, was immune under the 1976 Foreign Sovereign Immunities Act, which generally prevents foreign governments from prosecution in U.S. courts. But the U.S. Court of Appeals revived a portion of the attorney general's case against China. The three-judge panel ruled Missouri can't go after China on the basis of covering up COVID data and info, but the state could proceed with its claims that the CCP hoarded protective equipment. The appeals court ruled that falls under an antitrust claim related to commercial business and allowed the case to proceed. That takes us to today, with trial getting underway this afternoon. But the defendants are expected to be a no-show, according to media reports. The CCP has long dismissed the Missouri suit, and others like it as very absurd, saying it has no factual or legal basis, and threatening the U.S. with similar legal actions. The CCP sent a notice to the State Department last year regarding state cases against China, saying it does not accept and will not participate in such lawsuits. If the U.S. side allows the frivolous lawsuits to proceed, the Chinese side reserves the right to take reciprocal countermeasures, stripping the United States immunity in Chinese courts. If the CCP has no representative in Missouri court today, that would mean no cross-examination or rebuttals from China in the case. The Epoch Times reported that could make a default judgment in Missouri's favor easier to achieve. And if that happens, and Missouri seeks the tens of billions of dollars in damages, further tensions between the U.S. and China could inflame.